very tall, not short either, more so vertically challenged. But my punch still packs quite a wallop, committing armed robberies, making niggas giving me their wallets, plus their bitches' purses too, nigga, all of it. Hitting licks like my fist and my tongue don't get along. Hand over the cash, nigga, stop stalling. Before I wager these bullets, boy, ain't bluffing, I'm going all in. And right then he folded, I fucking called it. All these boys today were born bitch made, like a cultural epidemic. Makes sense when there ain't no father in the home, you wind up feminine. Again and again I continue robbing these niggas, both selfishly and selflessly, ending their lives abruptly, lest they procreate, spreading a societal cancer in the form of cowardice, which is ironic, since all I do is instill fear in them, thus contributing to their ovarian tendency. Such a silly predicament. Bitches dig me cause I'm wealthy, thus by default I'm the bomb diggity. Likewise, such a trendsetter, case in point, just for shits and giggles, shave my pubic hair funny and whip my dick out just to make a fashion statement. Yeah, thinking on it a minute, I decided to go with the lesser of two evils, or rather the meaner between the two, and that I shall continue my mission of gun battling these fackets until the last one is eradicated, all while simultaneously stacking my bread up such an inordinate amount, coming in causing the rubber bands to snap, cause I stack the cash too vertically. My net worth is absurd, downright disgusting, plus my net income even causes someone like Elon or Epstein to blush, and that's just what I'm willing to acknowledge on paper, not taking into account all the offshore shady deals, bribes, nor cash payouts. That knowledge shall forever remain within my neocortex, and that's a steel trap, my nigga. My mind's a motherfucking fortress, insatiable appetite for more accurately describes my hippocampus. God damn it, I'm out of singles, sending out my assistant to fetch more, so I can keep throwing them at these bitches dancing naked. Me and my people armed through the teeth like a Tom Clancy novel. They'll go with me in the center seat of the corner booth, sequestered from the general public behind velvet ropes. My mercenaries between us. Bitches dig me cause I'm wealthy, thus by default I'm the bomb diggity. Likewise, such a trendsetter, case in point, just for shits and giggles. Scary Terry not celebrating, cause he too busy plotting up a scheme, hoping to bring in approximately 7 figures worth of cash and product, possibly a cherry on top, in the form of a shipping container, double plenty of foreign bitches. They're in internationally, it's what you call human trafficking, however once is more domestic, thereby being accepted in the culture and zeitgeist. The term which we use for the selling of that particular vice is big pimping. Obviously not knowing that makes me think you living under a rock, nigga, like you bottom for Dwayne Johnson. Couple of phony jabronis donating each other's throats for fellatio, reciprocally not speaking cryptically nor fraudulent. So if you wanna do something, I'm right here, nigga, where you typically find me. Love to get grimy. Anger management problems, doctors say I have a terrible tendency to overreact to minor faux pas in the form of extreme violence and aggression. I demand silence now or your life in. Suppose I can be a bit of a control freak, point receive, but whatever, nigga, it suits me. So I say fuck personal growth, cause this my city, so I do whatever the fuck I want with impunity. Dominating these thoughts while mocking their significant others, make your bitch say she loved me publicly, just to eviscerate your dignity. And I do this shit just for sport, and to get my dick wet, get wrecked. If you keep talking shit, I let my cohorts kidnap your sister to bring into the mix. Told y'all niggas I'm devious, debauchery, don't even start to describe my art of depravity, force you to witness it firsthand. The only preview being remnants of previous campaigns, consisting of a bunch of Swiss cheese niggas and then now available trap real estate. Slinging ain't even my primary means of income, hilariously. I just like being condescending before taking the lives of this never-ending stream of gangster disciples. I'll be knocking them on a block and that surrounding area, baiting them by making myself seem to be an easy target. And I do it in a precarious situation, yet when they go to roll me, much to their chagrin, at them that stabbed in the abdomen, then subsequently robbed, of course. But I ain't running, nigga, I stay a men to talk shit, since I know from experience, due 2 years of doling it out, the misery loves company. I don't do drive-bys, I just shoot a nigga up and stay a while. Bitches dig me cause I'm wealthy, motherfucking dummies got me out here conducting an anthropological study. It's to what gave these fucking idiots the idea that gets a bottle cup up full of any kind with the likes of Scary Terry, feeling my anger flaring, popping Adderall to quell the madness and stop the spread of this napalm. Born from my ire, keep to
what control burn. Golfing only those of my choosing. Booyah, much more conducive to my goals than going scorched earth. Even if admittedly a little less fun. Scary Terry, the ethical kind of mass murderer. Using only locally sourced victims. Ermagod, run!